Time to speak to our man, the great Josh Reynolds. Morning to you, I was going to call you Bulldog Josh, but you're not a Bulldog yet, really, but you are. Josh, morning, mate. How are you?
I'm great, boys. How are we going?
When do you find out, mate? When is the sort of deadline where you'll know whether you're in the top 30 or not?
It was 12 weeks from when I started. I think it's around the end of February. So, fingers crossed, I get a couple of trials in, and then, we go from there. I'm not completely sure if, it can come before or even after, but, I'm just concentrating on getting in there every day and ripping in, mate, and, just seeing what comes of it, to be honest, boys.
Joshy, what's it been like, mate? What's pre-season been like? How's the body going? And, mate, how's it been to be back at the Bulldogs?
Yeah, Clarky, it's been a real buzz, mate. For the first time, I've just gone in there with no expectations, and I'm just enjoying every day. And I honestly am. Like, even though it's hard, it is pre-season, and don't get me wrong, there's some days where I come, leave there with a smile on my face, but then as soon as I get out the door, I'm like, Jesus, it's been tough. But in saying that, it's changed a lot, in a good way. But then it's still got, the pillars of the same sort of people when I was there, a lot of the coaching staff, totally new squad. It's been great. All the boys are, the old cliche, buying in, at this time, and everyone's really excited. But, it's the back end of week three now, heading week four. So this is probably when it gets a bit tough on the body and the mind. And, when you get into these conditioning days, it does, play a bit of mind games, mate. But all in all, mate, I'm honestly having a ball, and it just feels great to be home.
Is it all or nothing for you, Grubby? I mean, if it comes February, I know you're just looking at, trying to win that contract, but if the contract's not offered to you, will you give it away, or will you run around in the New South Wales Cup? What's it that look like if it doesn't turn out the way you want it to?
Yeah, it's a good question, Loz, and I have spoken to George, my manager, about that. There's a few possibilities, I guess, Loz. Not too sure. I'm not exactly sure of the rules at the moment with the inside-outside top 30, whether you can play or not. But look, if I'm not in the picture at the start of the year, Loz, I'd like to, still give myself a chance after that if I can, outside of the top 30, if I don't get in. But mate, if I'm not a part of, I suppose, the plans, or Cairn doesn't think, I'm sort of up to it. I probably will give it away. Like, to be honest, I don't want to go anywhere else. It was sort of a one chance thing for me. I've told a lot of the boys there that I've only wanted to come back and play for this club, and I suppose how much it does mean to me. So, yeah, I'm just giving it every shot, Loz, and fingers crossed I can get over the line in the end.
Were you surprised, like all of us, when Josh Jackson announced that he was finishing up? Because I think a lot of people still thought he had plenty to offer, but obviously he knows his body better than anyone else, and you know him as a great mate, and I know him as a guy that I loved coaching, because you just knew that he was going to give you everything. Both on the training pack and training track and away from it. So, is he still going to be involved in the club? Have you seen him around? How's he travelling?
Yeah, Loz, it was, mate. I'm not going to lie. I was very excited to get back there, and possibly even just to train with Jacko and be around him again. We played on that right edge for about 5 or 6 years together, mate, and formed a very close bond. So yeah, we're very close. And yeah, I suppose we sort of had a chat early when I did get back, and I sort of told him that I'm keen on having a crack if they were interested, and had a couple of chats, and then when it got pretty close to when we're about to start, he actually messaged me and just said, "Look, mate, it's I can't do it anymore." I think I don't want to speak for Jacko, but I think he was training a bit in the off season, and he just said something along the lines of he was thinking about, retiring, and he sort of just said, when I was thinking about it, it's not the greatest sign, I guess. So, but in saying that, Loz, he's been around the boys pretty much since he finished. So he's helping out our strength and conditioning in the gym and coming out in the field. And you can just still see he has a presence and an impact when he's not even, you know, training with us, Loz. And he's a very, very selfless guy. And I know a lot of the boys have a lot of respect for him. So he's going to be around the group all year, and, you know, he'll still have a massive impact on the club, because let's face it, he was there for the hardest times these last, I suppose, you know, 4 to 5 years when they went through the hard stuff. And, you know, fingers crossed, we're on the up now.
Isn't it amazing, Grubby? You talk about, you know, you have these buzzwords in clubs about, you know, being tough and resilient, and you mentioned that word then, selfless. And you can all say that word, but not many people are selfless. You can honestly say that Josh Jackson would put others before him.
And you know what, like, I, for me as a person, even away from a footy club, that they're the people I love to gravitate to. And I can honestly say, and, you know, I'm not going to say exactly what it was, but Jacko, you know, had a year in his contract. And, you know, he could have just stuck it out and, you know, collected the money. But he put the club first, and, you know, probably a couple of junior boys first, who were on the up before himself. And, you know, I've never honestly heard a bad word about Jacko. And I'm sure you're the same, Loz, in all the camps that you had him, because he just, he's straight down the line, is exactly how it is. But at the same time, he's always there for you on and off the field. So, yeah, I love playing with him, mate. He's a great friend.
Josh, I was going to ask, what did you think of the World Cup, mate? What did you make of that? What did you make of the Aussies' performances? But also, I guess, most impressive was Samoa making it to the final.
Yeah, Clark, it was awesome, wasn't it? You know, and there's always people saying, oh, you know, we've got to change the World Cup, this and that. And it's just, you know, I'm not a young guy. One of the young boys training with us at the moment, he's actually a family friend of ours, and we've grown up sort of together. Bailey Hay, who played for Scotland, he was their halfback. And, you know, Scotland didn't go too well in the competition. They lost all three games and whatever. But, you know, just speaking to him, the experience he had over there, he hasn't, you know, made grade yet. But just to play with those guys in that arena, he loved it. So when people say the World Cup, you know, isn't good for all these big scores, you don't realise what it has, you know, impact it has on young players, you know, representing their family. I thought, to be honest, Clarkie, Australia were pretty clunky throughout the World Cup, and then eventually found their feet in the last game. You know, I think Nathan was under some scrutiny, and in the last game he just stood up and, you know, set up three tries. But obviously the story of the cup was Samoa, and, you know, got embarrassed by England early in the piece, and, you know, come back. And it was just, obviously, just to see their fair family, the way they, you know, represent how proud they are. It's pretty cool, isn't it? You know, even around Belmore and stuff, you know, there's flags everywhere. And it's just cool to see that people love the game that much, and they're very proud to represent their country.
Tell us, Josh, about working with Cameron Serraldo, and I know very early days, small sample size, but how's he unique in comparison to other coaches you've worked with?
Yeah, he's been great, Mido. The one thing that I will probably say about Cam, he's very in-depth, mate. He stripped everything back at the start, and there's a few things, I think, you know, for myself even, that you go into pre-season and you're just expected to know it, I guess. Just little things, details in defence and things like that. And Cam stripped it all back, and, you know, we're doing a lot of drills where, you know, no one wants to get beat on inside shoulders, and, you know, just little, I suppose, rules in defensive lines that, yeah, you're expected to know, but he's pulling it all back. And the one thing I really love that he's doing, he's really buying into the community and the culture. He's brought back a lot of, you know, ex great Bulldogs around. You know, got Mace and Ogre and Bobcat, who are around the club at the moment. And he said, you know, because Cam's, you know, not from Belmore, but from around here when he was a bit younger. So he gets the community, and he's really brought into that. So, yeah, it's it's been a great start, Mido, honestly. I know a lot of the boys are really buying into everything he's doing, and you know, Trav Toomer's been great for us too, new to the club, and he's got a whole different outlook on, you know, breathing techniques, and yeah, it's just working. But yeah, hopefully we continue it, and you know, it leads into some really good performances throughout the year.
Without giving too much away, Grubby, and this is what I love about young coaches. I love them getting an opportunity and love them putting their own brand and style on things. One of the frustrations you get, though, with some young coaches is they come out of the system and they try and implement the system they've been at their new club. What do you think we can expect from the Bulldogs under Cameron Seraldo? A Penrith-like team, or a bit of Penrith and a bit of his own sort of magic sprinkled on there?
I'm pretty confident, Loz, that you know, Cam knows that we're not going to be, you know, like a Penrith team. I always think you got to play, you know, with the players you've got. You know, there's no use of us playing like Penrith if, you know, we haven't got the likes of, you know, a Cleary or a Crichton who, and you know, every player and every team has different, I suppose, yep, strengths. But obviously, Loz, Cam's done a lot of their Penrith's defence over the time, and their defence has been great. So I'm sure he's going to implement a bit of the defensive styles. But he said he wants to, you know, he wants us to create our own, I suppose, brand and what we stand for. And he's massive on that. He has been big on a couple of little things that we can't do. But yeah, I reckon Loz, with a new coach and a very, very new team too, Loz, a very young and new team.
Yeah.
We find our own way, and our own way we want to do it. But in saying that, Penrith have been unbelievable. So it'd be silly not to, I suppose, get a few little pointers of how well, yep, they have done over the last couple of years.
Tell us about working with Reid Marnie, one of the new additions there to the club. And who do you see as sort of the captaincy candidates there as well, now that Josh Jackson's obviously moved on?
Yeah, Meadow, Reedy, he's only popped his head in once. He's not training yet. I actually had a bit of a go at him when he did come in that first time. But no, he's on a deserved break. He had a big year last year. But he'll be great for the club.
I just see so much of you in him, Josh.
I think I've spoken to you about him before when I've been with him. There's something about him. Even when I sort of, I've never really met him properly before. And when he was in the gym, he just had a cheeky little smirk on his face, and I was like, "Yeah, he's my cup of tea." So I think we'll get on just fine. There is a few candidates, the Fox has put his hand up. He's a great talker, and you know, I suppose he's a good leader, but. I think Reid would be great. Whether he wants to do it or not, I'm not too sure, because you know he's constantly in the game and not an 80 player at hooker in the middle of the field. But one guy who's really been good since I have got there is Maxi King. He's played a fair few games. He's really smart. He knows the game, and I know the boys listen to him when he speaks. So I'm sure Cam, you know, we'll suss it out throughout the preseason, and whoever he is, you know, he'll be a great leader, and everyone can, you know, help him out to do that.
Now, how's the wedding preparation going, mate? I know you just got engaged, but I'm sure you've got it all locked in.
Congratulations, Grubby.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, boys. It's been good, you know. We're actually living with Mum in Belmore at the moment. So, mate, we've got plenty of tips from Mum left, right and centre telling us what to do and what not to do. But, mate, we're just going to enjoy it for now. And, you know, got a big, you know, hopefully a big year next year, and I can, you know, still be playing footy. And, yeah, we just don't want to rush it. We just want to enjoy the moment, mate, and just see how it goes from there. But it's been good, thank you.
Oh, beautiful stuff. Well, mate, always great to catch up. Sounds like you're loving the Hurt Locker there in pre-season, and we'll check in again soon.
Thanks, boys. Nice talking to you.